Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amy Green, 4-H and Youth Coordinator for Washington County, about an upcoming engineering opportunity for area students. An annual engineering camp is coming up for students here in Washington and the county. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, we take advantage at the Extension Office and 4-H of the Governor's Scale Up STEM grants every year, where you have access to great science curriculum. And so we have taken advantage of an engineering program. It's called Engineering is Elementary, and we've purchased in the past couple years lots of really great engineering kits and experiences for kids. So we're getting ready to hold our annual camp, like you said. This year it is called Hop to It, and it is focusing on mechanical engineering, and they're actually learning a lot about the environment as well, because there is the scenario is an invasive species is attacking, and so their job is to design a safe and humane trap to take care of this frog, actually, is what it is. And it's based after the cane toads that are kind of taking over Australia and New Zealand. So they're learning a lot about that area of the country, too, and what is going on there with that particular problem.
And what age group is this for, and how do people register?
This camp is for 4th and 5th graders, and we're holding it at Lincoln Elementary in their library, February 8th through the 11th. And it's every day after school from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. And we'll take registrations until February 5th at the Extension Office, or they can also turn in the forms to the Lincoln office, and they will take care of those there. We have them on our website, and they should have also gone home to kids in their backpack. So there's a couple different places. If you need another copy, check with us at the Extension Office, and we can get that to you as well.
These engineering camps have been held a few times now. What do you hope students learn in this age group about engineering? I know you talked about it covers, you know, everything from learning about another country to the science of things.
It's really impressive to see what the kids come up with, and we really focus on kind of the engineering design process, which has a lot to do with just problem solving. And they ask questions, and then they come up with a plan, and they try that, and then they improve it and do it all over again. And so it's huge, just kind of life skills in problem solving, and then they also get to build and do a lot of hands-on, which is a wonderful way for them to learn.
And who is going to be the instructor at this?
We are so thankful to have dedicated Washington teachers. Actually, Nancy Clausen and Julie Timmons have helped us, and they will be instructing again this year. I will also be there, a part of the whole process, and learning more about this invasive species and mechanical engineering with them.
And is there a cost associated with this?
Yes, just to cover expenses with our snacks, which we do offer the kids every day after school so they can learn, is $10, and that will take care of all 4 days.
And what would you say to somebody who might think that their student would be interested? I mean, are you hoping to fill this class, and how many people can be in it?
We do have limited registration just because of the space that's available for us in the library. So we are taking 14 youth, and I encourage them, if their child enjoys just hands-on experiences, that's what this day is all about. Each day they're going to have a different building challenge, and they get to work with different partners and be creative. And so even if you don't think that their heart is into science, when they're able to come and do some of this building, they have a newfound interest, I think, in that.
And will people have a chance to see all of the students' hard work?
Yes, we're excited to invite parents, family, friends, anyone on our last final day, which is Thursday, February 11th. We will end our camp a little bit early at 4:30 so we can have a showcase. And so all of the projects will be there. Students will be able to show you the experiments that they've done and also the things that they've built, kind of showcase what the whole week was about. So we encourage any visitors who are interested, or if you think your child might want to do this in the future and they want to check it out and see what we've done. Again, that's February 11th at 4:30. At the Lincoln Library, they can come and see all of our hard work.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Amy Green, 4-H and Youth Coordinator for Washington County. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.